On October 6, 2016, the greatest battle in competitive singles Pokemon history happened between a player known as Telly and a player known as ABR. A battle so legendary that people would be talking for years about where were you when Telly versus ABR happened. A battle so legendary that it crashes your browser if you try to open it. A battle so legendary that it took 1,287 turns to finish. A battle so legendary that word of it reached all over the competitive universe at the time. The story of Telly vs. ABR deserves an exclamation to understand just what made it the greatest battle of all time. But first, subscribe to the channel. Most of you are not subscribed and it helps the channel out a lot. If I see a lot of new subscribers on a video about tournaments, I'll know that I should keep making more videos about tournaments. Telly vs. ABR starts relatively tamely in round 2 of OLT, one of Smogon's biggest tournaments. ABR wins game 1 in the best of 3 to set up a do-or-die situation for Telly. If Telly loses game 2, he is eliminated from the tournament. Entering the match, Telly is firmly the villain of the community. He has a history of trolling and harassment, and he is probably the guy you know who flames you on the ladder. Normally, I don't talk about players themselves in a negative light, because people are more nuanced and complicated than what I can show in a YouTube video, and people can and do change, and no one is entirely represented by their worst moments, but the reason I mention it here is because it's relevant to the story. It's part of the reason why the game was as hyped up as it was. Everyone wants to see the villain lose, and both players at the time were new, upcoming players who loved to trash talk. Telly brings stall, but more importantly, it's a do-nothing stall team. Telly's only way of doing consistent damage were poison from Toxic on Registeel and Azumarill, burn from Will-O-Wisp on Mew, scald on Azumarill, and weak attacks from Pokemon like defensive Mega Latias, defensive Zapdos, and defensive Clefable. There's no way of attacking, merely not dying. ABR doesn't exactly bring the paragon of offense, but it's more of a balanced team with a lot of longevity. It has bulkier Pokemon with recovery like Clefable, Slowbro, and Skarmory, but also offensive Pokemon like Mega Lopunny and Garchomp. Early on, the game starts innocently enough. ABR is able to use Outrage Garchomp and get damage on Registeel in exchange for getting Toxic. Telly made a gambit here that even though he could have immediately gone Clefable on Outrage, he would rather trade damage on Registeel for a permanent Toxic on the Garchomp. A few turns later, Mega Lopunny comes in and it's relatively threatening because of its stab combination. It can do some damage to Clefable if it predicts it well, but it's never really reaching 2-hit KO range. Telly makes an aggressive play and leaves Registeel in on Lopunny to try and Toxic it while predicting a return. Instead, ABR clicks a super effective move and knocks out Registeel on turn 29. No one knew it at the time, but this is going to be the last death that they're going to see for almost 1,000 more turns. The next 100 to 200 turns were calm because neither player was making overt progress. ABR's Mega Lopunny could never break through physically defensive Azumarill, Clefable, and Zapdos, and Telly's team was never going to break through ABR's team because ABR's team had enough longevity. Clefable can heal itself and is immune to status conditions, and Slowbro has Regenerator, who can take on a lot of the weak attackers. Telly's main form of attack was using Zapdos and potentially going for Heatwave Burns, but that's about it. It would never break ABR's own Zapdos. All the while, Telly is using up a lot of PP making attacks, and ABR is content to just switch around with Pokemon like Roost, Zapdos, and Regenerator Slowbro. It becomes very clear that the game would not be about getting the most damage, but draining the most PP. Now is a good time to explain ties. The rules about tying have been slightly modified over the years, but at the time, if both players could agree to a tie, they could just end the game and do a rematch with different teams. There are many game states where a tie would be the best course of action. For example, if there are two Regenerator Pokemon on a team, they could switch back and forth infinitely without wasting PP. If a player is incapable of doing enough damage to stop Regenerator switching, they themselves would resort to switching strategies too as to not waste their own PP. In that situation, a tie would be the best outcome because both players have recognized that their best play is to just switch infinitely and not waste PP. It's important to note that there are many situations that look like a tie but are actually not. Even if a lot of damage is not going on, as long as PP is being consumed, there is progress being made because it can lead to struggle. Even if one PP is being consumed every 10 turns, that is technically progress being made. If one player does not want to tie the game cannot be tied. Both players must agree. The onus is on the player to understand what is a tied game and what is not. If a player believes that they can go for a win, it is their right to do so. The only exception is that if it's clear both players are switching infinitely, but one player is denying the tie just to be annoying or trying to wait until the opponent has to leave. Then, a tournament director can step in to tie the game. That is rare though. Interference from outsiders is only used in extreme and obvious situations. Telly did not have any Pokemon with Regenerator, and ABR did not want to tie. He wanted to break through with sheer PP. On turn 307, ABR revealed Swords Dance Skarmory, a never seen moveset that no one would ever reasonably expect, but he saved it for a long, long time. After Telly started burning up PP he didn't know he'd need. Ordinarily, Zapdos is a complete counter to anything Skarmory tries to do. All of Skarmory's attacks are not very effective, and meanwhile Zapdos has Discharge and Heat Wave to hit Skarmory super effectively. However, Zapdos has been using up its attack in PP and was slowly running out. This sets up a very nasty combination. Skarmory can use Swords Dance on a Pokemon like Clefable and bait in Zapdos. However, when Zapdos attacks Skarmory, the Skarmory user can switch out and waste an attack in PP. All of a sudden, if Zapdos runs out of PP, then Skarmory can actually beat it. Of course, that's easier said than done. Just as Skarmory can try and bait a PP from Telly's Zapdos, Telly can predict the bait and switch out himself and not lose a PP at all. Skarmory also has to deal with Scald Azumarill and Will-O-Wisp Mew, but the concept to stall PP is the same. Skarmory represents the tiniest of chances to go for a win. In the meanwhile though, Telly has been bleeding PP a lot more than ABR has, and he reaches low PP on moves before ABR does, and now he has to start being extremely careful about how he uses it, and the game devolves into almost endless switching. The most common scenario being ABR Slowbro versus Telly's Zapdos. ABR will always switch his Slowbro out of Zapdos because he'll never want to risk it dying. At the same time, Telly will never want to attack into a Slowbro switching out, because it means he loses 1 PP for nothing. This leads to a situation where neither player wants to attack, because it would just lead to losing 1 PP for no reason. Telly is playing for the tie, he wants this to happen, but ABR is not. ABR isn't switching back and forth just for fun. He's switching back and forth to eventually go Skarmory on one of the times. By switching back and forth many times, Telly cannot reasonably attack predicting Skarmory, because the past 20 times ABR went to something that could tank an attack, and that would have wasted one of Telly's PP. Skarmory is able to get in the game on one of Telly's switches instead of having to tank an attack. Once Skarmory gets in, it has a chance of forcing a reaction that loses a PP with the plays mentioned earlier. This process is time consuming and it takes many turns just to waste 1 PP. But without a doubt, the Skarmory is wasting a little PP every once in a while. There would be stretches of 30 plus turns with nothing but switching, finally culminating in Telly using up 1 PP and then repeating the switch process again. And every once in a while, Telly would make a blind stab trying to catch the Skarmory switching just to waste another PP. Additionally, every once in a while, Skarmory would get in position to Swords Dance, throw off a Brave Bird, and force a recovery move. This is important because Brave Bird has more PP than Soft Boil and can lead to further PP progress. ABR has an advantage, but could Telly defend the tie with perfect play? Maybe he could, but Telly wasn't playing perfectly. The process continues for many hundreds of turns until finally there's an opening. Mega Lopunny comes in on a predict as Clefable goes for Wish. Then, it hits Zapdos with its 11th Ice Punch of the game and gets its first freeze. Then, later on turn 1220, Skarmory goes for Swords Dance on the frozen Zapdos. If the Zapdos stays frozen, great. If not, there's some more PP stalling left. Only this time, Zapdos is almost out of PP. By turn 1220, Zapdos has run out of Roost, run out of Heat Wave, and only has 2 discharges left. Zapdos unfreezes, gets an attack off, gets hit itself, and then fires off another attack on the Skarmory baiting the attack. And now, 1200 turns later, Zapdos has run out of all of its PP and can no longer beat Skarmory. Moreover, the paralysis from Discharge now means that Mew's Will-O-Wisp and Azumarill's Scald cannot burn Skarmory anymore. Skarmory switches out until it can find a chance to roost, and then it starts going for the win with Swords Dance. Zapdos is effectively gone, Mew cannot burn, and all that's left is an unaware Clefable that's running dangerously low on Wish PP. It ends up not mattering as Skarmory gets lucky enough, but Skarmory did have enough PP to break through eventually. Once Clefable goes down, it's all over. Skarmory removes Mew, and the team has officially been broken down. ABR cashes in all the PP he's been saving up, and gets a Toxic on Mega Latias, and then later knocks out Azumarill with Psychic. Finally, after 1287 turns, ABR finally gets the win and ends the game. Did ABR really need 1300 turns to execute his game plan? Only he really knows. ABR reached an advantageous position around turn 350 or so, once SD Skarmory was revealed with the PP advantage he had accumulated, but he played it slowly to convert his advantage. According to him, it was the best way to play as risk-free as possible, but according to Telly, it was pointless switching just to bad manner him and keep the game going. And what happened after that series? Well, quite a few things actually. The rules on tying a game became slightly modified. In addition to the ability for players to agree on a tie, there would now be a 1000 turn hard cap on a game. If a game reaches that limit, it is automatically tied. While it's true that there are rare cases where a winning strategy would legitimately take 1000 turns to execute, it was deemed unreasonable for anyone to have to play that long, and the 1000 turn limit was implemented. Few games have ever gone that far, and it mainly serves as a theoretical limit without interfering with most legitimate strategies. If two players know that the game can be forced into 1000 turns, they'll likely agree to a tie instead of playing it out. ABR would go on to become the greatest player of all time, and unfortunately Telly would go on to later get permanently banned from Smogon with issues related to harassment and trolling. He has not been seen since. What do you think of the tournament coverage? Do you like listening about the best games in Pokemon history? Should I go into more battles in depth? Let me know down in the comments below.